Friday, October 15th. Staff meeting this morning was mainly on strategy on the new economic policy. Problem is getting our next steps carried out. They'll issue the executive order today and hopefully have the legislation ready to release on Monday. The problem is that we can't go ahead with the announcement of the names to the wage and price boards because they haven't worked out the conflict problem yet. The statute is going to be difficult to work out also, although the executive order is straightforward. The problem on the statute is that we're not just changing the date and adding interest and dividends. Present law is extremely deficient, and the new one is a comprehensive wage price statute, and it hasn't really been brought to the president clearly. They feel, however, that we've got to go with a comprehensive statute, because if we don't, the Congress will. So there's concern that the president's going to need to work with Rumsfeld and Schultz on this. Another problem is getting Rumsfeld to take hold. He's apparently not stepping up to the job. The textile settlement will be announced today, and the president wanted to be sure that the industry makes an all-out statements of support, otherwise he's not going to approve it. The president discussed with me his problem on the Supreme Court. Apparently Mitchell was in this morning to see him, having told me last night that he had to talk to the president this morning for a few minutes on a court problem. It turns out that Berger has told Mitchell that he will resign if the president doesn't appoint distinguished judges to the court, and he doesn't feel the current list meets that qualification. The president's view is if that's his feeling, let him resign. That he will not cater to Berger's demands on this kind of a thing. And the president feels quite strongly about it on the grounds that Berger would never have even been considered for the court, let alone Chief Justice, except by Nixon. He then had Henry in for a final guidance discussion on the China trip before he leaves tomorrow. He made the point that he doesn't want to go to any of the other cities just to see the leaders there, that the point of going to other cities would be to get out to the people. He made the point that the government of China is our enemy, as Henry keeps saying, but the people of China are not our enemy, so we must have some indication of presidential contact with the people. He must not appear to be the captive of the government. Kissinger argues that the Chinese have a different attitude toward foreigners, and they will not respect the kind of approach that the president traditionally would take. The president still argues that he wants to let the people contact be the message that gets through. Henry says it's tough to raise the question of creating crowds, but he'll make the point in a complicated way, which probably means he won't make it at all, but we'll see what happens. The trip to Charlotte for Billy Graham went very well with huge street crowds, and all our logistics, etc., were worked out perfectly. Billy did a great job of building the president in his talk, and the president did very well in paying him back for it. Was all in all a very good day. The president went up to Camp David with Hope Lewis and Beebe right from the airport. End of October 15th. 15th.